Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And were you late to work today? No? Lucky you, because as the almost 6 million people who ride the subway every day know all too well, over the past few weeks, there have been more subway meltdowns than the MTA would care to count. Of course, that's 6 million riders. Some of those go each way, so it's not 6 million individual humans necessarily, but 6 million rides a day. Imagine that. When there was a power failure at one Manhattan station during the morning rush, one day in April, about half of the subway system's lines experienced massive delays, and it seemed like everyone was late to work. And the delays really are getting more frequent. It's not just in your mind. But as anyone who follows city and state politics knows, and if you were listening to the mayor here just a few minutes ago, passing the buck on responsibility for these days back and forth is like an Olympic sport. Here with me now to talk about what our elected leaders plan to do about all of this is New York Times transit reporter Emma Fitzsimmons. Hi, Emma. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let me play a clip of the governor, first of all, from an event earlier this week where he kind of laughs off the subway's woes. Here's 30 seconds of Governor Cuomo.
New York Times calls up. What do you think is wrong with the subway? What do you think is wrong with the subway? It hasn't been invested in 50 years. It's handling five times the volume it was designed for. It's been ignored. It's been abused. That's what's wrong with the subway. So we are building. We're doing more building, $100 billion. What's $100 billion? The largest building program in the history of the state.
All right. So the governor saying to you, Emma Fitzsimmons, at the New York Times, the New York Times pulls up, what do you think is wrong with the subways? And he laughs.
Hello?
And says, what do you think is wrong with the subway? I talked about the governor's statements like those from earlier this week with the mayor a few minutes ago on the show. And here's what he had to say back to the governor.
That's a fantasy. That's absolutely inaccurate. And he said earlier in the year he was in charge and he was focused. So let's be clear. You know, this is, there's a division of labor. It's out in the open. Let's not kid around anymore. If you have a concern, if you like something NYPD is doing or you don't like it, talk to me. You like something going on in the schools or you don't like it, talk to me. If you like something happening in our subways or don't like it, talk to the governor. He's in charge. He should just own up to it and take this responsibility seriously and put forward a plan.
Emma, you there?
I'm here. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So now you got the governor chiding even you guys at the Times. You got the mayor on the show just a few minutes ago, putting it back on the governor's desk and saying it's ridiculous for him to say he's just a person like the mayor who contributes some members to the MTA board. What's going on here?
Well, to make it clear, we didn't ask the governor why subway service was so bad. We've documented many of the reasons. We asked him what he was doing to help fix the problem, and he declined to be interviewed by the Times. But what we're seeing now is a back and forth between the governor and the mayor over who controls the subway. And of course, you know, the governor appoints the chair and has a lot of responsibility for the MTA. And so it was very interesting to hear the mayor this morning fight back really for the first time publicly about these recent subway delays, which have been really painful.
What was the governor referring to in that answer when he referenced $100 billion, the largest building program in the history of, I guess, the system?
Well, you know, the governor has a lot of different infrastructure proposals out there that add up to billions of dollars. Specifically at the MTA, there is a $30 billion capital plan, and that's over a five-year period, and that's for the whole system. But a lot of that money does go to the subway system, and so they are working to improve things like the signals. They're buying new cars right now for the subway, but there's still a lot of uncertainty actually over how the governor is going to provide $8 billion that he's committed to that plan. So not all of that money is real at this point.
And the governor, we should mention, is very happy to take credit when something great happens with the subway, like the first part of the Second Avenue subway opening, for example, where he showed up. Is that just politics as usual?
I think he is happy to be there at these big unveilings. He was there on the first day of the Second Avenue subway. He was at the Kosciuszko Bridge opening. At the same time, we've reported about how Mayor de Blasio has also been happy to sort of be in the limelight. He was there for the ferry launch. And when the Hudson Yard station opened on the far west side, he spoke at that unveiling. So both of them want to talk often about the positive things that are happening when it comes to transit. But in recent weeks, both of them didn't say much. And now they're really starting to sort of snipe at each other.
Now, earlier this week, the MTA did announce a plan to address some of the unreliability in service we've all been experiencing over the past few months. What's in that plan?
So this is a $20 million plan, which is relatively small compared to that bigger $30 billion plan. And the point is to sort of do some short-term fixes to make improvements right now as soon as they can. And they're starting with the ACE line. And this isn't, you know, changing the signals overnight. This isn't buying new subway cars overnight. It's deploying rapid response teams to the tracks to fix problems when they occur. It's having more EMTs in stations to help sick passengers. And it's helping to sort of deal with some of the overcrowding problems at the stations and directing riders on the platforms to different points so that they can enter the trains. Because the most delays on New York City subway are due to overcrowding.
That's an important thing to note, I guess, right? That it's not even a sudden deterioration in the equipment. It's that overcrowding is reaching new levels. And so, of course, if you're at a crowded subway stop, it takes time for people to get off and on.
Right. And as ridership has just exploded, the overcrowding delays have escalated. There's more than 20,000 each month. And those are trains going through central Manhattan during the busy rush hour period. And one train gets delayed in the station, let's say for a minute or two, and then there's a cascade of delays for all the trains behind it.
But how do you explain the fact that delays seem to have mushroomed over the last few months? It can't be that all of a sudden there's such an increase in ridership. Is it a coincidence of a number of mechanical failures at the same time? Is it clear?
I think it's a combination of the ridership, but also the infrastructure. I think we've written about how there are a lot of really old trains on the system, and they haven't been buying new trains at a rapid enough pace. And so now there's plans to buy a lot more trains for the system. But I think, you know, I think at the same time, you know, the governor has been governor since 2011. And so he is talking a lot now about the subway and the MTA. But a lot of, you know, his critics will say, what has he been doing for the last 6 years?
You know, if people are wondering, why doesn't the city control the city subway system? You and your colleague, Mark Santora, have a great story in the Times today about why the state and not the city controls the city subway system. What's the short answer?
Well, this goes back to 1968. And of course, like all things New York City, it goes back to Robert Moses and Governor Rockefeller and the MTA chair, the first MTA chair at the time, Ronan, decided that they wanted to take the subway system over. And the pitch at the time was, we have all these tolls coming in from bridges and tunnels, and so we can help support New York City subway system, which, of course, can't really support itself through fares. And so it has been under state control since then. And it is confusing to riders. Often I'll go out and talk to riders and they say, what's Mayor de Blasio doing? And, you know, I sort of explain the situation to them. The mayor does currently have three board members, but most of the responsibility is with the state.
Let me switch tracks here before you go to a different but very much related transit meltdown story. I saw some reports that Amtrak is considering diverting some trains to Grand Central instead of Penn Station during its emergency track work this summer. Do you know if that's definitely happening and how much that would help ease pressure on New Jersey Transit riders and Long Island Railroad riders since those lines can't go into Grand Central?
I think it is likely, but my understanding is that it would only impact, you know, a small amount of trains. We're expecting in the next week or so an announcement from Amtrak about the full repair plan. How many trains are going to be canceled? How many are going to be rerouted, possibly to Hoboken on New Jersey Transit? So we're really interested in what this train schedule is going to look like in July and August when there are major disruptions at Penn Station.
All right. We will have to leave it there for today. The Express to Good Information About Transit, transit reporter at the Times, Emma Fitzsimmons. Emma, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Senator Chris Murphy next, reacting to being briefed by Rob Rosenstein and more. Senator Chris Murphy next here on The Brian Lehrer Show.